The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by Dr. David Peck and the Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, perfecting smiles and promoting good oral and general health. Mitch Hawkins of Hawkins Roofing, serving the Pioneer Valley in Massachusetts. Call Mitch, everyone else does, for slate, snowbelt, valley, and chimney repair. The Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. Haddad, a trusted name in the auto industry for over 80 years. Design Dental in North Liberty, Iowa. Dr. Jeremy Tu and his staff will give you something to smile about. Hudeberg Nissan and Hudeberg Subaru, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City, for great deals and great service. BMW of Darien, located just off I-95 outside of Metro New York City in Darien, Connecticut. And by Video Broadcast Services, Marketing in Motion. Call 888-996-9697. And we do welcome you today to the Blog Talk Radio program, The Sport of Winning. I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus, where we take a look each weekday at how to successfully compete in the sport of winning for your business. Our goal, quite simple, is to provide a comprehensive look and analysis of challenges, solutions, ideas, and proven methods to help you either start a business, grow your business, or help you through any challenges that you may be going through at this time. From your website to profits, we want to help you by providing effective, affordable, and unique ideas to stack your business playbook for success. Our arsenal of tools in our toolbox are going to range from website referrals, books, concepts, ideas, publications, and resources that we've either used, analyzed, or we've tested to ensure you receive the most up-to-date information and ideas. Today, we're going to be talking about how to effectively use LinkedIn social media platform to promote your products and services and your business, as well as getting a job, actually. There's a lot of connections you can make on LinkedIn, and we're going to talk about that a little bit further in a few moments. If you have any comments or questions, give us a call, 646-716-8747, or if you'd like, a little shy, you can email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Video Broadcast Services, what we do, we are a unique and effective platform to effectively market your business online. We believe that a lot of people pay for services for advertising only to have it sold to your competitors. So our services are exclusive. What we include, everything, SEO, video SEO content, social media, and much, much more. We'll also provide a state-of-the-art website that fully optimized, that will mirror kind of a symmetrical view, if you will, of everything we do with the marketing that we provide for you as well. So it's kind of a unique and really cool product. Give us a call, 888-996-9697. Again, Video Broadcast Services or videobroadcastservices.com, or you can email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Let's bring on Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia, glad to be here, and really an important show today talking about LinkedIn, a powerful social platform, especially if you're like ourselves running a business-to-business company and trying to get in front of other executives and CEOs and decision makers. LinkedIn can be a very powerful tool to get your products and services out into a larger audience and a more targeted audience.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people upload their resume or their profile onto LinkedIn and kind of use it as a tool search for classmates and colleagues and whatnot. But LinkedIn, if you want to use it really smart and strategically, it can be a really effective way to promote not only yourself but your business. And I know that I've actually gone online looking for people to hire through LinkedIn. I think it's a great, I'm always surprised when people use ridiculous photos on LinkedIn. I will add that in. It is a professional business social media platform, so you definitely need to make sure that you put your first impression there and make it a good one. Kyle, let's start with that. I mean, I'm a little little surprised sometimes, or the people that are sharing with their spouse a LinkedIn profile. I'm not quite sure where that is helpful.
No, it's true. I mean, LinkedIn is a professional place for business professionals. It's outside of the realm of what you would consider Facebook or Twitter to be. It's more for making those professional business connections and associations, and that's why it's important that when someone's creating a profile, it's for it's a profile that's for your professional your professional life, if you will, and your business life. And it's a place where you can list your business accolades and everything that you've accomplished. It's kind of a resume for everyone to see. So when you're uploading photos that are, not professional in nature, they definitely can have a negative impact on your ability to make those types of connections that you need to make in order to expand and grow your business.
Exactly. So, if you're a husband and wife team and you are, running your business together and you feel the need to set up that shared profile, I highly recommend you set up separate ones. I think that it comes across, in my opinion, a little odd. And, there's even comments on Facebook where people are sharing, spouses are sharing it. And I don't find that as quirky as I do sharing a LinkedIn profile. LinkedIn is You wouldn't bring your wife or your husband to a job interview. I don't quite understand that, but I highly recommend if you have a shared LinkedIn profile, you separate it. I think you should start with that. I think that putting on a professional image, your photograph, is also important. A lot of people are using bar photos. I highly recommend you switch those out as well. Not conducive to conducting business. And, we all have had to take clients out for lunch or whatever, and that is a much more relaxed type environment. But I think that, your LinkedIn profile is going to be your director of first impressions on your LinkedIn page. So I highly recommend that you use a professional image there as well. So, Kyle, my opinion, LinkedIn is really working much like Facebook. You are allowed to post and like and share and whatnot. So what type of content should people be utilizing on their LinkedIn profile for their business or for themselves?
Well, with it does work a lot like Facebook, but then again, it comes back to the professionalism of the post as well. So it's important to post things. If you want to get engagement with someone in a like-minded industry, or if you're trying to get in front of people that are that you would like to do business with, it's important to post information that can be helpful to them, can be helpful to someone else that's in your same industry. So you want to post business-related helpful information, things that can help them to succeed in their game of business, such like we're doing, such like our show, The Sport of Winning. It's sharing information that is helpful to other businesses so that you're also boosting them, helping them to rise. And so that's the kind of approach that you want to take with LinkedIn. Keep it very professional, very informative and information sharing, and making sure that what you're sharing adds value to those that are looking at your posts.
Right, and for the most part, I haven't really seen anything that's kind of taken me back a little bit in terms of the posts. I do find some of the stuff a little odd, but nothing that I would say that has kind of paused me to say, wow, I'm a little surprised at that. But it seems for the most part it is professional. I think the only thing that kind of stands out in my mind, as I said earlier, is the shared profiles and kind of the bar pictures and stuff like that. I think some people set up profiles not realizing that where LinkedIn was really going, but it is definitely separated itself as a business social media, and it should be kept that way. You've got Facebook to put all those other pictures and share your profile with your spouse or significant other, so I think it should be left there. So, Kyle, do you recommend for a business to go with the upgraded platform that LinkedIn offers? Financially, it seems a little expensive to me. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, it is expensive financially, and I think LinkedIn would have a lot more paid members if it wasn't so expensive. There are some benefits to it in terms of being able to contact, email and contact people that where you otherwise cannot do that, and you're able to really, spruce up your profile and make it look a little more custom and things like that. But you really got to weigh the cost. I mean, they're free. Account setup still offers a lot of really good, you're able to do a lot of really good things with your LinkedIn profile in terms of contacting other businesses and really getting in front of them. So, you got to really weigh your pros and cons and see how much, I guess it would come down to how aggressive you're going to be with your LinkedIn strategy as well, and to see if the cost is worth the time that you're putting into it.
Right. So it does seem a little expensive to me, and I agree with you that they definitely would probably pull in more memberships if they dropped that price. But you do. I mean, we've gotten leads from it. It has served us well. And again, that's just kind of one part of what we do. We actually manage social media, and LinkedIn being one of them. It's a great resource. I really like LinkedIn. I think that we are getting to a point with that we're getting kind of drunk with social media. I'm not sure. Kyle, if you had to put on your visionary glasses, where do you see social media in 5 years from now?
It's interesting. I mean, you see kind of this trend of Facebook. You know, a lot of people, I think, are burned out on Facebook. And also Twitter. Twitter is really, the amount of usage that it gets has really dropped and tanked over the past, 5 years. And so I think that you're seeing a lot of people just, kind of this, you get this mode of social media overload, if you will. And, I think a lot of businesses are really, or people in general are kind of spending less time in these social media platforms, especially business professionals. There's just kind of this shift coming away from them that I see anyways, and kind of this, social media overload, if you will, that people are trying to get out of.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think in 5 years, the nature of social media, I think, is going to change. I think Facebook will, still be around, but boy, look at MySpace just kind of tanked. And MySpace was kind of really the first one that kind of caught on and, had the popularity that it did. Now it's primarily just a music sharing forum for artists and whatnot. And, yeah, I mean, MySpace, oh, boy, I tell you, I still can remember that image of Tom. that friend
oh, yeah.
When you come onto MySpace, I still remember him. And yeah, I do believe. I think that Facebook, definitely Facebook and Twitter are definitely the de factos for kind of personal, social media, and then LinkedIn, of course, being the de facto for the business one. And I kind of agree with you. I think in 5 years, I feel like we're going to. And maybe this is my hope and not more of what I think. I hope that at some point social media kind of takes a step back from our day-to-day living. I'm finding that one thing I love about social media, I love LinkedIn for finding talent and, networking and so forth. And I like Facebook because at times I find out things that I probably would not have learned otherwise. And, Some stuff that's not so great, maybe find out someone's passed away or, somebody's ill, stuff like that. I like being able to find that information out and, offer up help or assistance or something if I can. And I like the speed at which it can deliver news. I also think that it also works against a lot. People find out stuff on Facebook that they shouldn't find out on Facebook. And I also like the fact that it has allowed me to connect with people that I otherwise probably would have lost, contact with for a lot longer time. So I love that about that. I've reconnected with a lot of high school friends, and I love that. I think with LinkedIn, I love the idea that, back in the day, our parents, when they got jobs, they worked their jobs, they may have one or two career changes in their lifetime. Now you're finding that people are changing their job every couple of years. And so it's a great way that if you lose contact with a business contact because they've changed jobs, you're able to locate them on LinkedIn. So, It's great. I love that piece of it, because even though you may have a business connection and you may find somebody's profile on LinkedIn, it doesn't mean that you're actually connected to them. So it's a great tool to harvest leads. It's a great way of doing pre-qualification. It's a great way to find talent for your organization, and it's a great way to get the news out about your own products and services. So I'm a fan of LinkedIn. I really am. It feels like a lot of the drama that's embedded on Twitter and Facebook is kind of void on LinkedIn, which is one of the reasons I like it so much. Kyle, anything before we run?
No, that's good. I mean, if anybody has any, you know, if they want some personal, someone to personally look at their LinkedIn account, see how it can be spruced up, or learn about some new strategies, I mean, feel free to give us a call at 888-996-9697, and we'll be happy to, you know, to walk you through, how we best see you setting up your LinkedIn account.
Right. In summary, we definitely endorse LinkedIn as a tool. Again, it's part of what we do. We incorporate that into our monthly services for someone who wants to utilize LinkedIn more but doesn't have the time. And we can show you how to effectively utilize LinkedIn to really help your business along. Well, again, thanks for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. We hope that you found this information useful. If you or someone would like to be a guest on our program, please give us a call at 888-996-9697. If you have a product, a service, a website, or useful information that you think would benefit our listeners, we'd love to hear from you. Again, that number, 888-996-9697, or via email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. And in the subject line, please put show guest, and that will allow us to get it to the right department. Our goal is simple. We want to provide you with the most comprehensive business information available to ensure that you can compete in the sport of winning for your business. Until next time, I'm Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. Make it a great day and a great weekend.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by Dr. David Peck and the Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, perfecting smiles and promoting good oral and general health. Mitch Hawkins of Hawkins Roofing, serving the Pioneer Valley in Massachusetts. Call Mitch, everyone else does, for slate, snowbelt, valley, and chimney repair. The Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. Haddad, a trusted name in the auto industry for over 80 years. Design Dental in North Liberty, Iowa. Dr. Jeremy Tu and his staff will give you something to smile about. Hudeberg Nissan and Hudeberg Subaru, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City, for great deals and great service. BMW of Darien, located just off I-95 outside of Metro New York City in Darien, Connecticut. And by Video Broadcast Services, marketing in motion. Call 888-996-9697.